All right, that's about enough of that. Welcome back to Steel Belted Radio. It's Thursday night here. We love to tell you about what's going on. And, well, we told you about the blues thing. But there's also one more great folk festival coming up this month. And it's also this weekend. Holy cow, don't people talk? Like, why are they putting so much on this weekend? It's the Harvest Sun Music Festival. And I've still never been out there. But I've heard that it is a wonderful, wonderful time, and I'd love to go out there, but you know, remember the whole everything all at once thing? It's just not going to work out. So I don't know. I just don't think it's going to work out for me, but I would encourage you to get on out to Kelwood, Manitoba, and check out the Harvest Sun Music Festival. And well, we're going to play a bunch of folks who are playing at that very festival right now. We'll just play them, and then we'll tell you who they were and who else is there after these. Here, let's kick it off with a guy who I saw at Stu Reed's house the other night, one of the Crooked Brothers.
Can you turn mine on for a minute?
Listening to Steel Belted Radio.
For live organ harvest. guys are Diodans, and the details stay comfortable. The sun warms the late morning tarmac. It's better not to know.
Long life, ooh, gonna put a little money away. All that too many flowers coming up all at once. Too many lupin soaking up the summer sun. Hey, what you doing? You get off of work. I'd like to meet up with you, oh, in the waterfowl park. And we can take a walk on the boardwalk and walk the walk, the lover's walk. Stop when we find the windiest spot. Joke about the time you broke my heart. Too many flowers soaking up the summer sun. Too many flowers and you so cute. You want to stop and smell everyone. Too many golden afternoons. Too many broken beer bottles lying in the ditch. Too many mosquito bites. You said if I didn't scratch that they wouldn't itch. But it's so hard to show restraint when I'm hanging out with you. I feel like I could do whatever I want to. Like if I stop right here, I could reach out and touch the moon. There's too many flowers. Oh, there's too many flowers. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Sleep in the car and woke up at the wheel. I'm a stick in the mud from the walls of a flood. I'm a fly in a garbage can. I won't have the nerve until I deserve the life of a better man. Well, I've had my share of the formal scene. Then I'll shed some.
Like that part, Jer? Oh, you're not listening. That's Slow Leaves. That's our pal Grant and Rusty. Got to see Grant and Rusty and Reg out at the Trout Forest Music Festival on the weekend, and they were absolutely fantastic. I said to Grant, it's funny because I've seen them twice this summer, and both times were in Ontario. And it's like, what? How come a couple of Winnipeg guys always see each other in Ontario and not actually Winnipeg? And now he's playing in Kelwood, coming up on the weekend at the Harvest Sun Music Festival. It's going to be a smoking good time. You will also see out there Shotgun Jimmy. Any party that has Shotgun Jimmy at it is going to be a fun party. We heard Too Many Flowers there from his album Transistor Sister. We heard G-Mac, Greg McPherson. I just don't see enough Greg McPherson in my life. It would almost be worth going to Kelwood just to see Greg, because he never plays, and it drives me crazy. Motel Hotel there from his fine record, Fireball. Red Moon Road in there from their fine record as well. Sorrows and Glories. We heard Beauty in These Broken Bones. Such a powerful track. And the Crooked Brothers in there. Organs on Demand from Thank You, I'm Sorry. And all those folks are going to be out at the Harvest Sun, along with Al Simmons. Oh, God, I love Al Simmons. Dave Quanberry is going to be out there. Carly Dow, Logan McKillop. William Prince, of course. If you're having a festival this summer in Manitoba, you have to have William Prince. Ingrid Gatton is going to be out there. All kinds of great folks. That just sounds too good to be true. I should be going out there. Why am I not going out there? Maybe I will. I'm going to look into it. It's going to be good. Hey, big news just came down just before I headed over here. Holy cow, this shocked me. I know that Ray and Nancy especially are probably going to be in mourning. Hard to believe after. Well, wait, let me just check. 2002. What's the year now? Like, 2016. Yeah, 2016. So that's, yeah. So at least like 15 years, probably more. Blue Rodeo announced today that their upcoming gig is going to be the last gig for Bob Egan. Now, the reality of the thing is, everybody knows that Blue Rodeo is basically Cuddy and Keeler and Baz. That's the band, and everybody else just kind of works for them. And they've proven that time and time again as they've gotten rid of keyboard players over the years. They're like Spinal Tap bass players. They just keep exploding. Drummers, that is. But Egan's been around for a long time, and what a talented cat. As a matter of fact, I started going through the list of records that I have that Egan played on, and it's just it's mind boggling. I could do a whole show. As a matter of fact, since we're running out of time today, I might have to do a huge segment on Sunday and tell the band to go home with Bob Egan stuff. He's not dead. He got a real job. And apparently at 60 years old, he's got a one-year-old child. So, you know, maybe it's time to stick around home. I don't know. But how about something? The first big record that Bob joined him on was this one from 2002, Palace of Gold. And here's a song that is just drenched in his marvelous pedal steel playing. And, wow, hard to believe. Blue Rodeo without Bob Egan. What's next?
Looking across the lake to the lights in town, glad to be alive, glad to be alive, glad to be alive. A still winter's night, Christmas stars shining so bright, the wind knew her song, so she cried and sang along, glad to be alive. Thank you. Christmas night, with Christmas stars shining so bright, the wind knew her song, so she cried and sang along, glad to be alive.
Right over when I stared into your face. Tell me. barren and lonely, they almost seem to call my name. What I wouldn't give is a cool, cool water coming down hard, listening to the wrecking ball. Wrap my pain in an eagle, waking up to the big, big fall. It's not the same, no matter what I do. It ain't that bad, but it just ain't that good anymore. Somewhere in the middle, just a little short of okay.
That there is Bob Egan, and that track features Jay Bennett, the late great Jay Bennett, formerly of Wilco, as was Bob Egan. That song called Coming Down Hard from Bob's self-titled record. And we heard a couple of Blue Rodeo tracks that Bob played so sweetly on. Tell Me Again from their album In Our Nature, and from his first album with the band, Palace of Gold. Glad to be alive, and yeah. Next, our next Blue Rodeo visit will be a little different indeed. Anyways, that'll about wrap up our visit for today. Please stay tuned. Terry is here for some Venus Envy. I'll be back on Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m. for Tell the Band to Go Home. Next Thursday, 6:30 to 8 o'clock, Still Belted Radio will return. Check out stillbeltedradio.com, tellthebandtogohome.com for all the podcasts. You can also find them on iTunes and all that kind of stuff. And, like I said, stick around for Venus Envy, Punks and Parkas, Ultrasonic Film, all kinds of good stuff here on UMFM. Thanks for being here.